Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me today as we discuss the subject of vitamin D3 and what it can do for you and your body. It's definitely a healthy choice. And I'm so fortunate today as I'm going to have a wonderful guest. You're really going to enjoy listening to her. Her name is Susan Rex Ryan, and Susan is the author of Defend Your Life, an in-depth look at the amazing benefits of vitamin D3. And you know, we all have choices in our life, even when we're challenged by declining health and the quality of life that sometimes happened. And Sue had to make a challenge when she had declining health and quality of life in her early 50s. And she chose to embark upon an educational journey to understand the benefits of natural medical choices such as vitamin D3. And she discovered that adequate vitamin D3 supplementation can provide a simple, natural, and inexpensive approach to improving health and quality of life. And Sue is so impassioned with sharing the wonders of the vitamin D3. And I met Sue at one of my writing seminars a few years ago. I had just been diagnosed with cancer at that time. And so she was in my program, and when she heard that I'd been diagnosed, she immediately came up to me after the program and recommended that I check in on vitamin D3. And her suggestion led me to talk to my doctors about it, and vitamin D3 became one of the supplements in my treatment when overcoming my cancer. And I read her vitamin D3 book. She brought that out that summer, and it's entitled Defend Your Life. Defend Your Life. I love that title. And I found it to be very, very informative. And Sue even has an article about vitamin D3, which was published in our summer issue of Choices Online Magazine. And you can get a free copy of Choices Online Magazine by going to choicesonlinemedia.com. That's www.choicesonlinemedia.com. And you can get a copy of this wonderful article that our guest has written about vitamin D3. But right now, let's just welcome Sue. Sue, welcome. So nice to have you with us today.
Well, thank you so much, Judy, for inviting me. I'm thrilled to have the opportunity to talk about the great benefits of vitamin D3. I am indeed impassioned, as you said.
You definitely are, and I'm glad you are and you were, because it was because of you I checked into it, and it made such a difference in my health. But tell us, how did you discover vitamin D3?
Well, as you said, I was in my early 50s, and I realized that my quality of life had significantly diminished because my health had gradually declined, really without explanation. And so most days, all of a sudden, I just couldn't get out of bed. Doing a load of laundry in a single-story house became extremely challenging. It was just terrible. I felt like I had no life left. And I was really puzzled how a relatively healthy person as myself could feel so poorly. So I chose to find out. I attended local seminars and began searching medical literature. I got on planes despite being very, very weak, and flew across North America to learn from alternative medical professionals. And tidbits about vitamin D really just started popping up on my journey. So I researched and researched. I started attending vitamin D seminars with noted experts and realized that many people, including medical professionals and lay people alike, had really not connected the dots. And the dots are that vitamin D deficiency is rampant.
Well, and you know, we didn't hear much about vitamin D or vitamin D3 until just this last couple of years.
Exactly. And I have found since my book has come out, and I've, of course, been talking to people, and a lot of people still give me a puzzled look like, what? Maybe they've heard of vitamin D, but when I say D3, I get a lot of crossed eyebrows. So that's why this is so important to get the word out, because it can't be assumed that everyone knows about it.
And what made you choose to actually write a whole book about one vitamin?
I decided that, well, I almost felt like I had a secret, Judy. I just kept hearing about it and reading the research, and it's like, you know, a lot of people, including medical professionals, really didn't have any idea about it. And I felt this really needs to get out there. It needs to get out there to everyone. So I felt compelled to write the book in my own words. And I wrote it with the hope to raise public awareness of vitamin D, help improve overall health for people, and ultimately contribute to enhancing the quality of life for people. And
well, I know
believe quality,
when I,
I'm sorry.
I know when I read your book, I was just amazed. I couldn't put it down because there were so many health benefits, and I got so involved in it. It's a fabulous book. I highly recommend that people get it and read it.
Oh, well, thank you. So I guess, is this a good time to talk about those health benefits?
That would be great. Yes, please.
Okay. Well, you know, most of us have heard about vitamin D. We think of it as the sunshine vitamin. And it's fairly common knowledge that vitamin D helps in strengthening our bones. However, more recent medical research has revealed these incredible benefits of vitamin D beyond strengthening bones. It comes down to cellular functions that vitamin D can do that can protect us from a wide variety of serious medical conditions, including cancer, autoimmune diseases such as multiple sclerosis, cardiovascular disease, contagious illnesses, and autism. And that's just a short list. I address many more of these diseases in my book. And also, vitamin D can enhance athletic strength, muscle strength, and even oral health with regard to the teeth and the gums, which a lot of people don't know about. And I'm really just scratching the surface here. I really am. There's just an enormous potential for vitamin D to improve health. And the good news is there are a lot of clinical trials out there to further explore the benefits. But, of course, they're going to take a long time.
I'm sure. But you know what? Vitamin D3 comes from the sun. Is that right? And haven't we been told to stay out of the sun?
Yeah, we have. That's been an issue for almost three decades. And to be quite honest, I think a lot of it is from moneymakers out there who, actually the cosmetic industry back in the 70s, felt that they could take beauty products and make beauty products into health products by adding SPF, the sun protection factor, to cosmetics.
Yes.
So that's how they got in the cosmetic industry, sort of melded with the health industry. And in the late 80s, all of a sudden there's this warning out to the world to stay out of the sun. And that's what we've been preached to since then. And that is one of the major reasons why vitamin D deficiency is rampant around the world. Because of that.
Wow. Amazing. Please, would you briefly explain to us how this vitamin works in the body?
Sure, sure. Basically, when you get adequate sunlight, UVB light, a little bit of diet, and I'll talk about that in a minute, but I think mainly from good quality vitamin D3 supplements, that vitamin D is processed through our liver and then our kidneys. And then it has really two pathways to travel. The body's first priority is to take the vitamin D that's circulating in our blood and assign it to maintain calcium levels, hence what we've heard for years, you know, for bone health. And then any vitamin D that's left over, it's assigned to attach to receptors all through our bodies, that is in our organ and tissue cells. And these receptors are called vitamin D receptors, or VDR. And these VDR, when they receive vitamin D, they are able to do the following duty, which is just amazing. Reduce inflammation, regulate gene expression, fight viruses and bacteria, and regulate cell activity, i.e. prevent cancerous growth. I mean, just amazing. However, to get these benefits, you really have to have sufficient vitamin D in your blood to spill over, if you will, into the cellular
lining.
In other words, when we have the D in our bodies, first it's going to go help out the bones. And then the excess goes to the tissues. So we really need to have a lot of vitamin D in our bodies so our tissues can be protected against cancer, autoimmune diseases, and all the other ones that I mentioned.
Amazing. Now we're referring to vitamin D and we're referring to vitamin D3. Is there a difference?
There is and there isn't. That's an excellent question. Vitamin D can refer to the general vitamin itself. However, D3 is important in terms of supplements. I think for our audience today, that's the key to remember, that when they're looking for a good supplement to take, to look for D3. My book really goes through the whole bit. You know, it's kind of a long story how the vitamin D, you know, passes through the body. I've just given a very abbreviated version. And D3 is the best form of vitamin D. In fact, in my book, I call it the only real vitamin D. There are actually five forms of it, most of which, you know, have not been used at all. Vitamin D2 is the other vitamin, and I can talk to that. It's not nearly as effective as D3. So when looking for supplements, first and foremost, please read the labels. Please read the ingredient labels. You'd be amazed when you're standing in a grocery store or a health food store when you really look at the labels and find out what they're proposing you take. You really need to know, especially with vitamin D, that the only real vitamin D is D3 or cholecalciferol. And I know that's a mouthful. That's the only form of vitamin D that the body recognizes. And please be aware of supplements that contain D2. And a couple years ago, most of them did. And D2, another mouthful, is ergocalciferol. And studies have found that it's less effective form of vitamin D3. It just isn't really going to help you. And another point, and I'm seeing this all the time on social media, I'm active on Facebook and Twitter, and I see questions from people saying, gee, I feel so poorly, but I'm on a prescription, a weekly prescription. And then I ask them, well, what is in the prescription? And then find out it's vitamin D2. And they're just throwing their money away, they're throwing their time away, and they continue to feel poorly. D3 is the only way to go.
So we want to be aware that we don't want to buy the vitamins, the supplements that say D2. We want the ones that definitely say vitamin D3. Listeners, this is you, Mario, and you're listening to Choices today, and we want you to know that we always take your choice into consideration. We'd like to have guests on our show that talk about the things that you want to hear about. And so please contact me, Judy, at judymorio.com. That's J-U-D-I at J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O.com. And let me know what it is that you'd like to hear about. Today we are very, very fortunate to have a guest with us, Ms. Susan Rex Ryan. She is the author of Defend Your Life, a fabulous book about vitamin D3, and she's also written an incredible article in our Choices magazine. So I want you to be sure to make a note to go to choicesonlinemedia.com. That's choicesonlinemedia.com, and get a copy of that magazine and read our guest's wonderful article about defending your life and what vitamin D3 can do for you, because it is the healthy choice. And so, Sue, How do we find out about our vitamin D3 levels in our body?
It's really pretty easy. It's by taking a simple blood test called, and I'll kind of spell this out, 25-OH vitamin D. And that 25 with an open parenthesis, OH, close parenthesis, vitamin D. Hopefully you can go to your doctor and say, Doc, could I please have a vitamin D test? But just in case, that's the medical word for the test. Most doctors can give you the test. If you'd rather not go to your doctor, there are many test kits that can be ordered online, and they're simple test kits that you can do in the privacy of your home and send them back in and get your results. So
is there a specific level that we're supposed to have?
Well, I have my own theory on what level we should have. Believe it or not, the medical community, and when I say the medical community, I mean the worldwide community, still has not reached agreement on what optimal vitamin D level ranges, you know, or range should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
personally, for me, I think well over 100 nanograms per milliliter. Mine has been hovering around 180, and I love it. I think it's great. And in my book, I delve into that and explain, actually mathematically, you know, how one can find out what their ideal level is. And not only that, but I believe I prove that by my method how you really can find optimal levels. And really, this is not, I have not seen this anywhere in literature, news, or anything, how I have figured out what this is. And I monitor mine very closely, and it's like bingo. I mean, it works, at least for me. I realize I'm only one person. But I would say for now, for people out there who are interested in really getting their levels up, I would shoot for 100. Right now they're saying 50 to 80 nanograms per milliliter.
Mm-hmm.
And for any folks listening outside of the U.S., they use nanomoles per liter is their measurement, and that would be dividing what I say by 2.5 to get that range. So anyhow, it's still up for grabs, but I think more is better than less in this case.
What separates your book, Defend Your Life, from other vitamin D books on the market?
That's a good question. There are a fair number of books out on the market, and I keep an eye on my competition. And I would say I've got a number of things in Defend Your Life that other books don't have. I have the most recent credible medical and scientific research, and that research is primarily on humans. I have really done my best to not include animal models. Also, the research, as I explained in the book, I believe is very easy to understand. It's not a bunch of medical gobbledygook, if you will. I've tried to refrain from the jargon and give the highlights of medical research and how they apply to vitamin D protecting you from whatever disease. And my book is the only book that I am aware of that presents a theory how to define the range for optimal vitamin D levels, which are still unknown to the medical community. I also have personal stories in there, which I think have been interesting, the feedback that I've gotten from readers. In fact, my book begins on a crowded airplane. So who would think that a vitamin D book would begin on an airplane? But it does. And it's also the top-rated vitamin D book on Amazon Kindle. It continues. It's been top-rated for months on the Kindle.
That's wonderful. And so they can get your book at Amazon.com. Listeners, Susan Rex Ryan, Defend Your Life is the name of the book, and you can get it on Amazon.com, and you can download it to your Kindle so you can read it right from your reading device there. And I just find this totally fascinating because when I met Sue, it was when I was first diagnosed with cancer, and luckily she came into my life by way of attending a writing conference, and she said to me, well, if you have cancer, check into vitamin B3. So I went to my doctor and asked him about it, and he recommended that I take it, and it was one of the things that really helped me overcome my cancer. So this is Susan Rex Ryan that we're talking to today about the amazing benefits of vitamin B3. And I hope you will go to Amazon and take a look at this book and purchase one for yourself. Susan, if someone wanted to contact you, how could they reach out to you?
Oh, there are many ways they can reach out to me. I have my own website at smilingsuepubs.com that includes my blog, and I'll spell that out. It's S, M as in Mary, I, L, I, N as in Nancy, suepubs.com. And on my website, there is a link to Amazon if people are interested in that. And I'd also like to add that my book is available electronically in over 170 countries. From all the retailers in the world. So if someone doesn't have an Amazon account it's available on the Barnes & Noble, Nook, Sony products, Apple products, you name it, it's out there. Another way to contact me is on Twitter. I'm very active on Twitter, and my handle is @VITD3Sue. And I'm also active on Facebook and LinkedIn. And if you just type in Susan Rex Ryan, you can easily reach me there, or just Google me. You'll see me all over the place. And I welcome hearing from the listeners very much because there's so much good information to get out there to help people.
There definitely is. Now, Susan, can we get vitamin D3 from food? Are there specific foods that we could eat that would be better for us?
Well, there are a few foods that you may have heard a little sigh in my voice, and that's because Western diets really don't fit the bill for vitamin D3. If we lived near the Arctic Circle, we lived in Scandinavia. In fact, last month I wrote an article, like it was very well received on my blog about Norway and vitamin D. I had visited Norway. And just very interesting, you know, their diet there and so forth. Bottom line is if you eat a lot of wild, fatty fishes, you're going to get some good vitamin D. But how many people in the U.S. and in really most Western countries are eating a lot of wild-caught fatty fishes? There's vitamin D in eggs. There's vitamin D in tuna. But to be honest, you really have to eat a lot to even make a dent. And then milk comes to mind for a lot of people. Well, vitamin D isn't naturally in milk. It's been fortified into milk. In other words, the companies have actually added that. And I'd be aware of that because D2 still can show up as vitamin D enhanced or enriched in food and beverage products. More and more they're going to D3, they're learning that it should be D3. But nonetheless, you're really not going to get enough. I mean, sunlight is the most natural source of vitamin D, but there are a lot of factors that can negatively affect that, such as weather, where exactly what you live, air pollution, what clothing, makeup, et cetera, that you're wearing that will keep that sunlight out off your skin, and your skin won't be able to make vitamin D. I really think, realistically, that quality vitamin D supplements are the way to go. And personally, I still go out in the sun almost every day and catch my 15 to 20 minutes of sun. Realistically, with people being as busy as they are, working, et cetera, and we're indoors almost all the time, you know, we go from air conditioning to an air conditioned car to an air conditioned mall or an office. So the supplements, I think, are the most reliable way these days of getting vitamin D.
Right. I'm going to ask you a question that's very controversial, and if you don't want to answer it, I can understand. But I was at a suntan center the other day, and they had a big sign up on the wall that talked about the benefits of getting vitamin D through the suntan bed. Now, would you agree, is that right or wrong, or is there any research to support that?
Mm-hmm. Sunbeds can emit UVB, that's B as in boy, rays, which is how vitamin D is made. It's really the UVB sun rays that I'm talking about when I say sunlight. Now, there are two other major types of rays, UVA and UVC, but I'll talk about UVA for a moment. UVA, that's the one that's going to cause the sun cancer, you know, or the skin cancer. And I communicate a lot with people, tanning bed businesses. I've never used them. I don't intend to use them. However, they can, if they are, calibrated right, it is possible to get vitamin D from the UVB rays that are emitted from the lamps in the sun tanning beds. But it's something that I just personally, I'm not involved with.
Right, right. In fact, if you did, you'd want to be very careful and make sure that they were calibrated correctly, is what
exactly.
I'm hearing you say. But I just found that really interesting. In fact, I think this whole subject with you is totally fascinating because I knew so little about vitamin D3 before I met you, and I'm fascinated that so many people don't have any idea of the health benefits that they can derive from vitamin D3. And we're running very close to the end of our time, but we have a couple minutes left, and I just want to know what you want the people who read your book to actually walk away with once they've read the book.
What I would like for readers to walk away with knowing that they are empowered with the knowledge about vitamin D3, so they have a choice to improve their health easily and inexpensively. That's what I would like them to walk away with.
That they have a choice to improve their health through knowledge and through the education that your book offers to us about vitamin D3. I wish we had so much more time to talk to you. You're so interesting, and I love the amount of knowledge you have on this subject. And listeners, this interview has been with Susan Rex Ryan. She is the author of Defend Your Life, an in-depth look at the amazing benefits of vitamin D3. I highly recommend that you go over to Amazon.com or Kindle.com and get yourself a copy of this fabulous book, because it offers so much more to us, to our health, than just to overcome sickness once we have it. It's also a way to avoid sickness. So take a look at this book. It will help you make the right choices in your life for your health. This is Judy Mario, and I am the author of the book, You Are More Than Enough, and also its companion achievement journal. And you can also find my books on Amazon.com, right along with Susan Rex Ryan's book, Defend Your Life. And if after participating in this program today you want to contact me or you have a question for Sue or for me, feel free to reach me, Judy, at judymorio.com, and I can put you in touch with Sue. Or you can go direct to Susan Rex Ryan on Facebook, or you can find her on Twitter as well. Susan, what was that Twitter handle once again?
It's at VITD3SU. So in other words, vitamin D3SU. But even if someone on Twitter just types in Susan Rex Ryan, they'll find me.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being with me today, and thank you, listeners, for joining us once again. And the one thing I want you to always remember is that you have a choice No matter what happens in your life, you have a choice, and you are always enough to make the right choice for a better life for you.